Sorry.
I just want to see my kid again.
Last time, on Bucci.
Hellraiser!
Ask him if he's getting good grades.
Are you getting good grades? Straight A's, that great!
There's a corn snake coming out of his eye.
See that scarecrow's thigh? My wedding dress is in there. What's going in the scarecrow?
Oatmeal. Maybe 2 liters.
A bunch of newborn puppies, like all swarming around.
In the belly.
You know?
In the belly.
Russell's collar with polka dots on it, and he has a ball on his nose.
I'm going to donate my own pumas to this thing.
I am wearing 2 shirts at the moment.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, padding around the neck. You got a funnel? It should be easier with a funnel.
Upon a sausage, you drizzle it.
Oh, I see. We can make fingers out of that sausage, no problem.
You're not making much sense today.
How so?
Did something happen?
Tell you what to put in Scarecrow. Cigarettes. Like 4.
You know what we don't have in it? The Lord.
This guy wearing any pants or what?
I didn't mean to mansplain the Michael Myers mask.
You're totally mansplaining okay. Michael Myers, yes. But it's okay. For like 3 years, we had a Michael Myers Scarecrow set up for Halloween.
Yeah.
And the crews actually loved it. They kind of saw it as one of them, I think.
What are we trying to scare, though, Gucci? Loghead.
Loghead?
You ever carve a head out of a log?
I don't want to be physically in the scarecrow now.
Okay, good. You know what I'd like to put in it? The Epstein files. Call it a Gabucci.
I understand you got a scarecrow you're putting together. Keep it simple, stupid. Just put another scarecrow in it.
Oh, I like that. What's the bucket hat say? Salesforce?
Number 1.
Some frankincense and myrrh?
Sure, frankincense and myrrh. This thing stinks right now.
I can imagine.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
We need one more thing to make this thing really live.
Newspaper in the legs.
Sorry, I had to slap myself in the face. My weekly pre-show ritual was just slapping myself in the face. And then looking in the little pocket mirror I carry around. And just mouth, you better do it this time. That was good. Crack a little can of licorice tea. This fresh licorice tea. It's friggin' disgusting. But it is good for the acid reflux. Kind of an anti-inflammatory. The only kind of acid that Bucci drops is reflux tablets.
Trust Bucci.
Cremo Coil, he drops real acid. He's just lying on the floor here. He timed it perfectly, so the acid kicked in right when his show ended. He's such an expert. So I'm resting my feet on his head right now at his suggestion. All right, that's enough. Not yet. It's almost Halloween season. My thumbs are just twitching. I want to be dropping these spooky sounds. But it's going to be very soon. We know it's coming. Netflix has dropped all their serial killer docs. The Gacy one, and John Wayne Gacy, and BTK, the other ones. Can't get enough of hearing serial killers confess, I guess, which is a Netflix
adage.
I have an idea for a serial killer documentary. I've always wanted to do a serial killer documentary. It's a serial killer who only kills People magazines. People who follow Bucci on Instagram, Bucci Nights, knows that he has a long-term beef with People magazine. Too much Gwen Stefani, not enough Emily Watson, thank you very much. You know, I don't like the magazine. The physical magazine turns my stomach. It makes me think of illness. I don't care for it. So in this documentary that I want to do, is their guy would go around stabbing People magazines. Maybe he's like a linguist and he likes semantics-driven humor. And the dark irony. Pretty sure that's dark irony. And like in episode 2 of the 7-part series, someone would go into his house, or his partner would go into the crawl space and find all these half-eaten People magazines, because he would choose them up in the night. And then like the guy's boss, Steve, would be interviewed. And they'd say, "Oh, I knew he hated that magazine because he was always going on and on and on and on and on and on about it. But he did. I didn't think he'd actually do anything about it."
Beep 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 beep.
Another neighbor would say, "I always saw him with a big stack of these things, bring it into his house, and then I'd hear laughing and tearing sounds and." Other sounds, and I just thought that was, I don't know what he was doing. You know, sounds are coming in there. You know, I'd put my ear to the door, and I'd hear like a, anyway, that's the kind of documentary that I'd like to do. It would be called The People Magazine Slasher. I don't know if we can get the rights to the words People magazine. But that's the thing. We don't need any more docs about actual, you know, human being killers. Enough is enough. Don't watch anymore. Sorry. I'm just a little mad. For literally some reasons, I have a Halloween party coming up this weekend, and I don't usually go to these things, but the recent wife, she said, "Well, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be prizes," and so this year I planned like a month or so in advance. You know, I had this idea in my head that I always wanted to be Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I just think that's a really great costume, and it's very distinctive, and people definitely remember, 2004 movies. And then, I could piecemeal it together, but that's not how Bucci does it. You know, he's authentic. Is that a Bucci adage? It's not. Yes, it is. He is. So anyway, I went on eBay, and I saw they were selling the actual one of the costumes that Kate Winslet actually wore in the movie. It was like the whole thing. So I got a job. I've been unemployed for a few weeks, and I got a job last week at Katz's Deli, and the second I finally got my paycheck, I ran to eBay and bid and got it. And it's the outfit where she meets Joel at the beginning of the movie. She meets Joel, the Jim Carrey character Joel on the train, and she tells him, "Oh, I apply my personality in a paste." So that's the oversized orange hoodie, the striped arm warmers, the baby, literally, T-shirt, and I think that's it. Actually, it's just just a few items, but kind of hard to track down. And I dyed my hair blue last month. And so it's all grown out like it is in that scene. Her hair is all grown out, kind of half blue, half whatever, blonde, I guess. And I was going to take a bunch of B12, like overdose on it to get me into that manic state, that manic pixie state. Like I said, I've been planning this thing for a while. And Mrs. Bucci, this was going to work because Mrs. Bucci, she was going to be Joel. You know, that's a good costume. White shirt under a green sweater, black coat, green beanie. Bang. Tears in his eyes. That mixtape would be an accessory, a mixtape with that Beck song on it. And she didn't want to be that, of course. She wanted to be the Elijah Wood character, Patrick. Baby. But that's not a great cost. I talked her out of that because no one's going to get that. It's very blah, very basic. Just, it's just, I looked it up, actually, and it's just on Target, and it's just long sideburns and a pretty necklace and, underpants. He's got some underpants in his hand. It's creepy. Creepier than any costume, any long legs costume. Or a lockjaw costume from one battle after the other. So, what am I saying? I bought the Clementine outfit. $600. I know, it's a lot of money. It's my entire paycheck, plus $200. But it's Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet wore this thing. I don't know why I made that noise. And Michelle Gondry, he touched this costume, which actually, that's actually good, because I was able to get it cheap. Because of that reason, it was going for like $900, but it said in a little thing, well, Michelle Gondry actually touched this thing, so it's less money. And so I was thinking, oh, it's going to be great. I have this, this is, I'm going to win this competition. We're going to win couples costume. Me and Mrs. Bucci. And so my boys at DHL delivered it. But they didn't deliver it to my house because I've been having issues with people stealing packages from the mailroom in my condo. And I think it's Micah, actually, the guy who's has a show after me. I see a little figure creeping in. So I had it shipped to my aunt's house because no one would dare steal anything from her porch. Her compound. So I got a photo, My boys at DHL again sent me a photo of it on her porch, and I called my aunt and said, "Hey, can I pick it up?" And she said, "Oh no, Bucci, I didn't get that. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't. Oh, let me check. Nope, didn't get it." And I said, "Well, I have a photo of it right in front of you." She's like, "No, maybe someone stole it." So I was heartbroken because no refunds. And so I was going to write it off as like a loss at that point. Go to my backup, which was the Caden Cotard old man look from Schenectady, New York. The only thing I need to do that is get a bald cap, and I'm basically that anyway. But then I saw my aunt's Instagram, and she's wearing the Clementine outfit. She's wearing it. So I DM and I say, "Aunt Bucci, that's my," I cursed, "Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume." And she says, no, I wore this one myself. I made it myself, rather. I said, "Oh, that's a coincidence." And she said, "Yes, it was a coincidence." And then I said, "Oh, that's a coincidence," even more sarcastically. Like, "Oh, that's a coincidence." And she said, "Yeah, it is." I said, "Oh, That's a coincidence. And I put the whole sentence in quotes, and she said, it is a coincidence, and then she blocked me. And then I went over there, and she sicked her dogs on me. More dogs than she usually sicks on me. So then I get a text message from her, right before the show, actually. And she says, you come over to this house one more time, and I'm going to tell you who your real father was, which is a truth that I've been avoiding my entire life. I definitely don't want to know that. And she has the answer. She's been holding it over my head my whole life. So I'm, you know, she has this thing which I spent money on. So I am, like, you know, I'm pissed.
Bucci's pissed.
That should sound angrier. Because I want to be Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I don't want to be Shelley Levine from Glengarry Glen Ross again. I don't want to be Caden Cotard. So I need to get this costume back. And so, you know, in the news this week, people will know that in the news this week, there was the story where those people stole all the diamonds from the Louvre. They got all Napoleon's blood diamonds, Josephine's blood diamonds. And they ran off with it, and now they're still trying to find it. As far as I know, they haven't found it, and it's very sad. And it was like a very, you know, it was a very simple crime. And I thought, why don't I do that to her? Why don't I, you know, steal this thing from her house? Which I said before, it is a compound. It's pretty big and pretty fortified.
Bucci, promise.
I think I can do that. I think I can, but. People on the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying Bucci can probably do it on his own. But actually, they're wrong again. I can't do it on my own. I need a crew to help me. I need to assemble a crew. And, you know, every heist movie, you got to assemble a crew. They all have to have different personalities, too, and different specialties, too. I don't have all the people who are, you know, everyone's a getaway driver. We got 7 getaway drivers. That's not going to help. But we need, and also we need a plan. I really need a plan because we only have one shot. If she catches us, Bucci will have to leave town, you know, and you'll have to be arrested. So nobody wants that. And we need tools, like I said, getaway, disguises, all that. Because she has dogs, she has alarms, she has my uncle. We'll just plow through him, actually, pretty easy. I've been looking for an excuse to plow through my uncle anyway.
Bucci.
Oh, yeah.
Adage.
Definitely a Bucci adage. So let's, like, so this hour, I want to assemble a crew. I want to make a plan and assemble a crew so we can break in to my aunt's compound so I can steal back my Clementine from the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind movie costume, which is, that's a sentence that's only been said like 6 times on WFMU. Though I think it's like Cremo said it 5 times in a row. So anyway, Bucci, let's do it. Let's boost this thing after the break, okay? And now, what are we gonna hear? What are we gonna hear? You know what? Usually I do a little segue, but let's just listen to D'Angelo. Because he passed away last week, and I loved him. It's Back to the Future, Part 1, on WFMU.
Traveling at the speed of light and then at the same time I'm in the same spot too. Room was kept in about the same way you left it.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is
plan a heist with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Hellraiser.
Back, baby. Back to the way. What, now.
Bucci.
Hey. Oh. It's hot. It's Bucci. We're back. What are we doing this week? We are planning a heist. I got some personal material, a personal Halloween costume that my aunt, my longtime, I have complicated feelings about her. Aunt, she stole my costume. I was planning on being Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. She's my favorite manic pixie dream girl. A little too manic, maybe. But you can't pick your mania. That's probably a Bucci adage, but I can't be bothered to check. So yeah, we're gonna break into the compound.
Adage.
Great, nice timing. And steal this thing, but I need your help. I need tools, I need a plan, I need you, I need bodies. And also, you know what also I need is I need people to pledge to WFMU. It's the Hellraiser this month.
Hellraiser.
Thank you. We need, our goal is $360,000, and we need your help to stay on the air because they're pulling the rug out from under us, and there's a trap door under the rug, and it leads right down to the basement, which recently flooded. So we need your help. And if you want to pledge to this show, you can go over to either my Instagram, Bucci Nights, and there's a link there, or you can go to the WFMU site and select donate, and then you got to make sure you select me.
Me.
Okay, so, like I said, we're planning this crime. We need tools. We need a getaway plan. We need disguises. We need a gymnast, probably. We need muscle. You know, someone to hold the gymnast, potentially. You know, these gymnasts don't hold themselves. We need someone to seduce and manipulate my aunt. To distract her. This is a soft seduction, though. I don't actually want my aunt seduced. Nobody wants that. And she doesn't want that either. But she, I think if someone like maybe, maybe held her hand while she watched El Camino, that Breaking Bad movie, if someone just held her hand, sat next to her, whispered some risque words, that would distract her in time for us to, you know, get in there. We need a security systems expert or someone with like a big hammer. We need a lot. Like a knit cap. We need, for just an example, because maybe people are confused about what we need. We need like we need some knit caps, you know, some, what do you call it? Ski masks or something that to hide our identity from my aunt's various ring lights or ring cameras or whatever they're called. Or we can use, if you don't have knit caps, we get a bunch of lightning bolt masks so the cops will think, you know, a bunch of Brian Chippendales robbed her. This isn't essential, but if someone has like a camel hair coat, that would be nice because I'd like to look cool while doing this. You don't have to look cool, but I think I should look cool. Camel hair coat, and tan fedora, and slacks. Call you Bucci.
Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Long time no hear from you.
I know. It's Tuesday.
Were you in? Were you in prison? Were you busted for stealing a chunky from a CVS?
All I can say, I was out of the country.
Oh, I see. Okay, Annie. So now that you have this international, sophisticated air, you know, and knowledge to you, what do you think? What do you think we should do? How should we go about this burglary? And or what should we? What do we need to do it?
Please? Right. Sounds like you need a plan.
Yeah. Okay. So I do need a plan. So what's the plan? I need.
All right. So your aunt, does she have a chimney and we can just push you down it?
She has a fake chimney, and as many Santa Claus will know, that chimney only goes halfway down. It doesn't, it's not an option, really, unfortunately.
Ah, all right.
Was that your
thing?
Well,
maybe you'll get more ideas, huh?
Wait, so your idea is, do you have a chimney?
Yeah, that we can push you down into.
Well, okay. Well, first off, I'm the person who's the coordinator, so I'm not actually doing a lot of this. Yeah, I'll be sitting in the Dodge, kind of waiting for you guys to finish. You have any, like, chainsaws? We can chainsaw, like those people at the Louvre, we can chainsaw through something. Like the, you know, her, a
yeah.
wall?
Yeah, I got one in the garage.
Okay. All right, well, just give me
I'll
that.
I'll bring that.
Yeah, yeah, you bring that. All right, thanks, Annie. She's going to flake. We're going to be, turn around, we're going to be like, okay, we're going to be at the part of the night, the heist, where we're like, okay, Annie, where's the chainsaw? We're at the chainsaw portion of the robbery, and she is going to be gone. 201-209-9368, I'm planning a heist, and I need your help. She has dogs. Like I said, she has a bunch of dogs who are very high strung. So if we had something to feed them, like eggs, they like an egg. They only like over easy eggs. So we'll need a frying pan to quickly fry up a bunch of over easy eggs, feed those dogs. She trained them in that way. They like that yolk runny. 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 Does anyone have a machine gun out there? It's not for the heist because I don't want anyone to be killed. But I do owe my aunt a machine gun, which is a long story, which I won't go into now. And so I would just leave it on the porch for her. So if anyone has that, we got into a bet. And the bet was for a machine gun. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, this is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit, how are you? Good name for this. I bet you're a professional at this. I'm going to write down, I'm going to cross out Annie's thing. Chimney or whatever the heck she said. That's out. All right, Bandit, what are you bringing to the table here?
I thought I would ask you a few questions. What tools do you have already, so we're not doubling up?
Oh, that's a good question. So I let me check here. Nothing. All I have is the will to do it.
Okay, that makes things a little complicated, but I think okay. we can work with this.
I don't think so.
So what's the housing situation like? Is there electric fences?
Yes. Okay. There is an electric fence. There are electric fences, like a literal one, and then there's one for the dogs, which goes beyond the physical electric fence, so the dogs can get further than the actual electric fence, which people say doesn't make any sense, but it does. And she's
in
got
a roundabout
like
way, yeah.
picture like a bunker, like a very, very nice looking bunker. Brutalist architecture.
Okay.
You better be
picturing that makes things, a little bit easier because we could get some C4.
C4? Now that's an explosive?
Yeah.
Okay. You have C4?
Maybe some grappling hooks.
Yeah, okay, yes. And you have these things, right? I'm not going to be like, we're going to be in the middle of this robbery and I'm like, hey, Bandit, where's the grappling hooks? You said, I thought you had them.
Don't worry, I got a guy.
Okay. The guy's not Bucci.
I got a guy.
Just make sure the guy's not Bucci.
The guy is not Bucci.
Okay. Or Cremo Coil.
No.
Okay, good. All right, so grappling hook and C4. You got a lot, so that'll blow the hole in the wall, and then the grappling hooks will... I don't know what the grappling, because it's not a very tall building, It's kind of squat.
You never know.
Okay. So it's good to
always
have. Maybe we can grappling hook my aunt out of there.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right, Bandit. These
and
are.
And then I do have an escape car, 55 DeSoto.
Okay. Are you a 55 DeSoto, and you will be driving that, or should I get another driver?
It's always good to have a backup. So
I'm going to have a backup driver, and I'm going to have a backup car because a 55 DeSoto sounds A, distinctive and will be easily picked out of a lineup, and B, it might break down.
I do have a 85 Gremlin as well.
Okay, that sounds like a personal problem. All right, Bandit, I'll see you later. By the way, the heist is tomorrow. Caller Igabuchi. 55 DeSoto. Hello, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Who's this?
Franco.
You always come in so hot. All right, Franco, well, what do you got? You're a thief? You're not a thief. You're on the right side of the law, which is a thief, actually.
That's right.
To be a thief.
But let me tell you something.
The law to be on. Yes?
I've got more power tools than anyone else I know.
Okay, Bandit has the power. Bandit has the grappling hook. Franco has power.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of power
tools. I was a carpenter for years.
Yes, I know that. Franco, you have power tools. Now, what kind of power tools? Do you have any sanders? Like, we could get maybe sand down this wall. It won't exactly break through it, but it'll make it nice and smooth. And I don't know. I've always wanted my aunt's compound to be smooth.
If this has to be an efficient job, a sander doesn't make any sense at all.
What?
I'll tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a Milwaukee Sawzall.
Okay.
All you need is a plug in a wall, and I can tear through anything.
Okay, so we need a plug, too. So it sounds like we need an extension cord, potentially, right?
Extension cord.
Do you have an extension cord?
Nothing else required.
It's not orange, because that will stand up on under the, it'll be very obvious. We need, like, a dark-colored extension cord.
Yeah, a dark color, not one that's caution orange.
Yeah, exactly. Or one that lights up, one of those fun ones that's like neon or anything like that.
Well, you know, I stopped being a carpenter before they started having neon
is that,
power
is
tools.
That why you stopped being a carpenter?
Because I got a better job.
Oh, okay. All right, Franco, this is great. I need that Sawzall, so I'm going to write down Sawzall. And I'm going to write down dark-colored extension cords. Extension cord. All right, man. I'll see you at the heist. 11 o'clock. I'm not going to say a.m. or p.m. You'll figure
it out. I'll be there.
We had a bunch of calls, and they all disappeared. Why? All these people were calling because they have Sawzalls and extra dark extension cords? I got to write that down. It's a good move. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, who's
this? You on speaker over there? Sir, you got to talk into the microphone.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, hey, Bucci, it's me. Zach Artart.
Okay, Zachary. All right, Zachary. You seem, no offense, like a huge rat to me, and when the going gets tough, you are going to sell us out. You know, Perfidia Beverly Hills style. What? Did he just hang up? Look, I'm sorry. That's rat behavior. Caller Yobuchi.
You have wandered far from your birthright. You have commodified the mystery of being a child. If you don't reverse your virus, the cultural momentum toward lethal conclusion will continue its death spiral as markets code a finite sequence of rigorous instructions.
Bucci. Adage.
I mean, that's word for word an adage. 201-209-9368. You know what? I'm going to write down that person. I don't know their name, but I'm going to say they're going to bring the poetry or the pre-written statement that they've been working on all week. Pre-written poem. It's very pretty. That is also a Bucci adage. And they'll be bringing that, and maybe she can, if someone has a bullhorn, they can say that over the bullhorn, and that will bring my aunt out. And we can, like, slip in. Then we don't even need a Sawzall. That's a good one. Thank you, caller. 201-209-9368. We're planning a heist. I have there's a Halloween costume with Bucci's name literally on it. It's the, I don't know how many people have seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but it's the Clementine costume when she's on the train at the beginning and Joel and her meet, or do they, for the first time. And Joel doesn't see any of the red flags and decides to, but she doesn't see his red flags either. That guy's a mushhead. I don't know. I don't want to get started on Eternal Sunshine. Don't get me started. Watch Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So what else do we need? We need, like I said, I need people. You know, I have Now we're starting to get some tools together, but I need, like, specialists. I think Bandit said he would be a getaway driver, but I need another one, maybe a get-there driver, too, in, like, a limo or something like that, so we can go to this thing in style. A strong person, someone, or, like, some sort of, like, pickpocket. Nice to have a pickpocket. Don't pick Bucci's pocket. I don't know how many crimes I've planned with pickpockets. And I said, okay, we got to pick this pocket, right? And then they're like, yeah, definitely. And then they end up picking Bucci's pocket and putting his wallet in the person he wanted there to be picked pocketed. Unbelievable. Call it ego, Bucci.
Hi, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Alexandra.
Oh, hey, Alexandra. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Alexandra, this is serious business here. What are you going to bring to this heist?
I don't know. The first thing I came up with is it's more of a psychological heist.
Oh, sure. A PH.
Yes, a PH. Mm-hmm. So for the PH, we just need like a dozen people. And if you go on Temu, they have like the Temu version of the Clementine costume. So it's called Tangerine.
Yes.
But we all order it and get it overnighted, I guess, because it's tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we show up, all of us dressed as Clementine / Tangerine, and just, like, harass your aunt.
Sure.
Until she gives up the real one.
That's an interesting one. If I might just amend it as the architect of this plan, we can also, you know, we can like steal the one that I have, the authentic one, and then we can leave this Timo costume in his place so she won't know that it's actually been stolen.
Yeah, that might be a little simple.
I think that's simpler rather than having a bunch of Clementines running around in a yard being chased by dogs, which is definitely what's going to be happening. Sounds like a Charlie Kaufman story. I love it. Thank you. Wait, are you going to be part of this? Wait a minute, one second. Alexandra, are you bringing anything else? Do you want to be the muscle, or do you have any other special skills that may lend itself to this here heist?
I could be the backup driver. Was there another driver needed?
Yes. And what kind of? We do need a backup driver. And what are you bringing?
A Ford Ranger.
A Ford Ranger. Okay, that's a big car. It sounds like.
Not really, but yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look that up. All right. Thank you, Alexandra. You're bringing the foreign ranger. I'll see you tomorrow, 11. I'm not going to say what year. Oh, what AM or PM. It's probably going to be PM. No, I don't have any calls. Let me look up Ford Ranger. Is Ford Rangers good for getaways from heists? Yes. 201-209-9368. Oh, I see what happened here. Planning a heist. What do we have so far? Okay, we have Annie. Oh, Annie just had a suggestion, which was terrible. We have Bandit's going to bring his 55 DeSoto as a getaway car. And he's also going to bring some C4 and a grappling hook. These are all great. And if we don't use the grappling hook, we can maybe just use it for fun. We can grapple off of the north face of that mountain that everyone's trying to clear up. All right, so Franco's bringing his powers, his Sawzall, an extra dark, extra dark extension cords. That's going to be about, let's see, about 600 feet long. Zachary has, he called, but he just is going to, he's going to rat us all out. So that's what he's bringing. So it's good to know that we have a rat in the pasta. And so we know where to come in. Alexandra is going to bring she bought a bootleg Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume, which is our goal, off Temu, and we're going to leave that so she won't know, my aunt won't know that we've stolen it, and she's also going to bring a Ford Ranger. Call it ego, Bucci.
Well, hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Mm-hmm. Hey, who's this?
Essington Essex.
What's your name?
Essington Essex.
Essington, Essex. Okay. All right, Essington, Nexus. You sound fancy, so maybe you're like a gentleman bandit. Is that what you are? You wear a tuxedo like Cary Grant while you're ripping people off?
Well, my skills of seduction are quite superior, but I have other skills as well.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Could you, but I'm my aunt, right? And you are yourself. Now seduce me.
Hello, dear lady.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, Essington, Essex. What do you want? My aunt's very brusque.
Your bonnet is quite lovely.
Oh, thank you. I bought it off of Temu.
Oh, you are a wise shopper and wiser still.
Oh, flattery will get you a little bit closer than you are right now.
Oh, yes, indeed. I understand you enjoy citrus fruit, my dear.
Well, where did you hear that? Not my stupid nephew, is it?
Oh, no. That man is a fool. Okay. A fool indeed.
All right. Scene. You've seduced me appropriately. You are going to be the seductor. Or the seducer.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Please, don't seduce Bucci.
Bucci.
I came very close to being seduced. All right, so Essington, Essex is going to seduce my aunt. S-E-D-U-C-E. Aunt and distract her. And if he can maybe watch El Camino, that movie El Camino with her, because she's been bugging me to watch it. So I don't want to do it. There's too much Breaking Bad. My baseball hat keeps slamming into the microphone. I'm going to put it on my knee. Do 201-209-9368. We have 10 minutes. We're almost there. We kind of have a getaway plan. We kind of have a way of getting there. We do have a very tricky plan where we're going to replace the costume we're stealing for a fake costume. I love that idea. And we're going to sawzall all through this wall. I don't know. We do. It is concrete, so maybe the C4 will help that. We have a seducer. I would like to have a gymnastic element just because it's cool looking. So if someone can, like, maybe Catherine Zeta-Jones style, kind of, like, wriggle their way through a bunch of laser alarms. That'd be nice. Because she does have those. What else do we need? Be nice if we had a kid, because that's my aunt's, she loves kids. She loves giving them candy. So maybe we can, maybe someone else can dress up like another thing, like a little kid dressed up like, I keep talking about this movie, Bob from One Battle After Another. That's going to be a hot costume this year. They can do that and, distract her. She needs to be distracted quite a lot. So if any children want to get in on this thing, I can promise that you won't go to jail for very long, probably just juvie. Call Rigabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, how's it going?
Hey, who's this?
It's Stan.
From the south side of Chicago?
Hey, the southwest side of Chicago.
Southwest!
Yes.
Hey, Stan, what do you got? What's your ideas as far as, like, what do we need? You've heard what we need. What do you think? What do you have that will help us out here?
You might be surprised to hear this, but ever since I was a wee little lad, people have said that I'm really stealth. I'm kind of like a clandestine, light-footed individual.
Oh, you have a soft step, huh? You're sneaky. Not sneaky, but, like, quiet.
I could come and go, and you'd never know I was there.
So maybe you are the tip of the spear, Stan. Like, maybe you're the one to do all this. You're the one to kind of sneak in once we've kind of broken through this wall. And can you slither through laser alarms?
Yeah, well, you know what? I used to do some HVAC work about 30 years ago, and I'm really good at wiggling through those vents.
Okay, that's great. So I'm going to write you down. Stan's going to wiggle through the laser alarms. You're going to be the first one in, all right? Which unfortunately means you have the highest risk of getting caught. But you said you're pretty good at that, huh? You're pretty good at the stealth.
And I, hey, look, and I've talked my way out of a lot of potential confrontations with the police in the past.
Okay, but you'll be probably confronting my aunt first. Do you want to try seducing my aunt, too, or no?
You know, I could.
It could work. Why don't you try it? I'm my aunt. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, how's it going there, sweetheart? You're looking great today.
Hey, thank you very much. What are you doing in my living room?
I was just taking a look around here. I was told by somebody that you had some issues with your HVAC systems.
Yeah, that's right. I've been trying to get people to come out for months.
Well, here I am. I'm here to fix your heating and your cooling.
Oh, I
do both.
Oh, that's great. You do both? All right, let me take you inside. Go over there. Ignore that Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume. Don't touch it.
What Clementine?
There you go. All right, I like you a lot. Do you want to, you know, seriously, do you want to hang out with me? I'm pretty lonely.
Hey, you want to turn up the heat? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, listen, once you fix this HVAC system, I want another kind of heat turned up. Because that's been broken for years.
Hey, service is my specialty.
Okay. Now you're seducing me a little bit. All right, Stan, you are going to be invaluable. Invaluable. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Bucci. See you, buddy.
Yeah, bye. All right, so Stan, we have a, I'm not going to say gymnast, but he does sound like pretty, you know, he's an old moss foot. You know, real soft stepping. And he's going to come in somehow simultaneously, stay out of my, be quiet and undetectable and also seduce my aunt. I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe we're going to have to, maybe he'll just have to seduce my aunt later, like, you know, in the weeks to come. Oh, hey, look who it is. All right, so I have a lot of I love this power tool. It looks expensive. I love the two cars that I've gotten. We kind of need a burglar alarm to drown out the other burglar alarm. That's a clever little ruse I came up with. If we had a burglar alarm ringing and we tripped the other burglar alarm accidentally, you wouldn't be able to hear the real burglar alarm because the other one would be ringing so loudly. Hey, Micah, do you want to contribute to my heist?
Yeah, I want...
What are you bringing to the heist?
I want to be the guy that sabotages the whole operation with his...
Incompetency?
Mishugana ideas and creates a whole rift so that follows my directions and then...
But you're incompetent.
And then we all get caught by the cops at the end because...
Okay, well, not Bucci. He'll be out in the car.
Eventually...
You're specifically gonna...
Eventually you will
No,
be
there's because, no... It's traceless. Nobody knows about this.
Yeah, but we're gonna talk and eventually...
You're gonna rat... Micah.
We're gonna make a deal with the DA.
And okay.
Since you're the brains behind the operation, you get the maximum sentence.
Well, what about Stan from the southwest side of Chicago? He's the one who broke in.
He'll get a year or two. He'll get one.
Well, I'm gonna blame it all on Annie. She's the one who's gonna take the fall, unfortunately.
Bucci. Fine.
Bucci's gonna be fine. So I have all this stuff, and now this Clementine from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume is all but mine. Or is it? Because now I can reveal my master plan, Knives Out style. This whole setup was all a big trick, big sleight of hand. You're looking this way, Bucci's looking the other one. The real heist was on you guys, because I wanted a Sawzall, I wanted a really long extension cord, I wanted two people to seduce my aunt, I wanted a bunch of cars, I wanted those things, and you just laid them at my feet.
Bucci, sorry.
You were planning the robbery. Bucci robbed you. There is no Clementine from the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind costume.
What are you going to do with the Sawzall?
Saw through the wall.
Do you even know how to use it?
Yes. I didn't even need it in the first place. I'm going to go as Enid from Ghost World this year, actually, because I have the checkerboard dress, the hair, cat-eye glasses, cowboy boots, the sarcastic glare. So that's what I'm going as. donate to the Hellraiser. You've been duped by Bucci on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Up next, the music of Mind Control.
Hellraiser.
Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi. You do, Chi. You do, Chi. You do, Chi.